the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz, Beaver men's hockey team. After a bye week last week, home and home with North Dakota, joined by junior forward Aaron Myers out of Thief River. You guys played so darn well that Saturday at Northern Michigan, then you got to take a week off. Did you maybe want to just keep playing to try to keep some momentum?
Yeah, it would have been nice to follow that win up on Saturday, especially with how we played in the third period. To follow that into the next weekend, but that's not how the schedule worked out. So we just got to try and do our best to get back after it this weekend.
What do you think has been the best trait of this team so far?
I think our back pressure coming out of the offensive zone, getting back into the defensive zone. I think we've done a good job of it this year so far, and just got to keep it up and even make it a little better.
With so many new guys to this team, some freshmen, some fifth years, but just a lot of new characters. Take some time to kind of gel and come together. How much better is it now than it was?
Yeah, I think especially the young guys, I think they've shown great strides so far earlier in their career, which is good to see. And then obviously bringing in guys like Mitch and Pickering and then Judding too, older guys that have a veteran presence that can, you know, show leadership in the locker room and on the ice is a good aspect too.
Your non-conference games are always intense just because of the geography that's involved with who you're playing most years, but for all those new guys and even for the grad transfers, have you guys told them what this weekend is going to be like?
Not yet, I don't think. I think he's going to let it play out. You know, at this stage, guys they prepare their own way, so you try not to intimidate them. As, you know, obviously, the Ralph's an intimidating place to go play, but yeah, you just got to find your own way to get through it.
Do you remember your first game there, and how long did it take you to kind of just forget about the surroundings and, oh yeah, this is just a hockey game that I've been playing my whole life?
Yeah, it's different. You know, most places you go, you're in warm-ups and there's hardly anybody in the stands at that time, whereas there it's full. Their student section's full. You're skating right by them. They're banging on the glass. I kind of like that aspect of it. Kind of gets you into the game early, which is good.
Do you personally like home and homes?
Obviously, I'd rather play at home both games, but I think the home and home feel is kind of different, especially when it's close by. And going there this weekend is even closer to home than here for me, so that'll be good.
As a Thief River Falls Prowler, who'd you grow up following as a kid?
I was a UND fan. My dad played there in the late 70s, so I didn't have much of a choice growing up.
Well, even if your dad didn't play there, I don't know if you'd have a whole lot of choice. Thief River is very, very heavily slanted that direction. But in your time here, it's always a great game, always an intense game, always close game down the stretch. You expected anything different this weekend?
No, I think it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be two wars. You know, it's two teams that play a very similar style game. And so I think there's just going to not be very much ice available. You just got to create your chances when you can.
This has been a heck of a week around here with soccer and football. Do you and any of the other guys get a chance to go and cheer on either of those two teams?
I did not. I took the opportunity to go home for the weekend off and just kind of get away and relax. But I know some guys went out and braved the cold and cheered on the soccer and football teams, which is good.
Best of luck this week.
Thank you.